Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump lashed out against China on Twitter and said he will respond to the latest tariffs Friday afternoon. China announced it will raise tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. goods and resume 25% tariffs on American autos. That's in retaliation against Trump's planned September 1st duty increase. Trump said on Twitter, the U.S. has lost trillions of dollars to China over many years, and he won't let that continue. He said companies should make products in the U.S. instead. North Korea's foreign minister says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hampering efforts to restart nuclear talks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The official Ri Yong-ho called the Secretary of State a poisonous plant of American diplomacy and vowed to shatter the absurd dream that U.S. sanctions will force a change in North Korea. Ri added he couldn't just let recent reckless remarks by Mike Pompeo pass him by because they came amid a possible restart of nuclear talks. Pompeo had said Washington will maintain crippling sanctions on North Korea unless it denuclearizes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Malta has agreed to allow a charity ship carrying more than 350 migrants, mainly from Sudan, to dock. The island nation gave the Norwegian Ocean Viking permission after six European countries reached an agreement to take in the migrants. Two charities have been running the rescue ship. Max Avis is a search and rescue coordinator.
Most people on that ship have been in arbitrary detention, have been tortured, have been raped if they're female, like... That's just the standard of the demographics we get.
The ship has been anchored in the Mediterranean for 2 weeks, awaiting port access. This is VOA News. Japan is on the offensive Friday after Seoul announced it was ending a military intelligence sharing pact with Tokyo. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying South Korea continues to damage the trust between the two countries. A pact between the two countries was due for automatic renewal on Saturday. It's what's allowed them to share intel on North Korea's weapons program. Here's more from Reuters' Grace Lee.
Reuters' Joyce Lee explains why Tokyo is so concerned.
Although Japan has excellent reconnaissance assets, South Korea is closer to North Korea and can detect launches faster, as well as having great human intelligence. Now, South Korea has said that it will continue sharing information with Japan under a less binding pre-existing deal called TISA.
Under TISA, Japan and South Korea will likely go back to sharing intelligence through the U.S. military. And experts say there's a risk information could be lost in the process.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. President Trump and leaders of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan will be in France this weekend for the annual Group of Seven summit. White House correspondent Patsy Wiedekuswara has more on how disagreements with the U.S. president are already affecting the meetings.
Leaders of the G7 are bracing for an American president known for his anti-globalist outlook and sometimes combative stance against allies, says analysts.
I have been following the G7 summits, G8 summits for some time, and this is really the first time I can actually sense the nervousness.
At last year's G7 in Quebec, President Donald Trump threatened to halt trade relations with several member nations, called his host Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau weak, and retracted his endorsement of a joint communique. On Wednesday, French President Emmanuel Macron declared there will be no communique, a first in G7 history, citing differences between Trump and other leaders on Iran and climate change. This posture on the world stage, which some see as belligerent, is in line with Trump's America First doctrine. It may serve him politically as he vies for re-election in 2020.
That was VOA White House correspondent Patsy Wiedekuswara. Trump has again floated the idea of inviting Russia back into the group. In 2014, G8 members suspended Russia's membership over the annexation of Crimea, a Ukrainian territory. Brazil's ultra-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, is accusing his French counterpart of encroaching on his country's sovereignty. This after President Macron said Amazon wildfires should be at the top of the G7 agenda. Bolsonaro responded, his government is open to dialogue. The rest of his response is on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.